Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Rebbetzins, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Rebbetzin, and let's do this.
This week's Parsha, Bechukosai, features the Tochacha, or as Mahazon calls it, the Taichacha, where Hashem tells Bnei Yisrael, if you follow my chukim and mishpatim, a lot of good and awesome stuff are coming your way. However, if you don't, a lot of bad stuff will happen to you. Like, really bad stuff. Gullus and the like. But Hashem says, even when you're in the enemy's lands, he won't hit you or give up on you or destroy you. He's still keeping to the bris because he is our God. Which is comforting. Especially when you look at our state in the world today. The rest of the parsha discusses how to calculate different adarim made to Hashem, as well as the mitzvah of terumos and meiser for plants and animals. Let's move on to a short fart. This one is brought to you by Reb Shlomo Valba. He focuses on the first pasuk and the accompanying Rashi, ubechukosai teilechu be'es mitzvosai tishmeru. If you go in my, Hashem's statutes, and observe the mitzvos, ... Rashi says that it's referring to amelus betorah, toiling in Torah. Labor in the learning so you can observe and fulfill that which you learned. Okay, very nice. Rosh Hashanah Baba focuses on the Lashon, the language of Telechu, walking. Why is it called walking? Wouldn't it make more sense to just write Tilmadu, learning instead? Just, yeah, makes sense. So he answers that this is the unique quality of Torah. There is always more delving, always more walking to be done. Learning suggests a one and done. Learn it, do it, move on to the next. Walking suggests continuous movement in the present. There's always another stride to take in Torah toiling. I like this view. Reminds me of Robert Frost's Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening, where the narrator has miles to go before I sleep, miles to go before I sleep. So hatzlacha in your learning and your amelus b'Torah. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos. See you next Parsha.
Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.